Hello. So what is leadership? Something that we're obviously talking about on the course, something that we hear an awful lot about at the moment. But what I want to talk about in this session really is trying to pin leadership down a little bit more. We're going to start off by looking at some definitions of leadership, and then we're going to start to sort of explore who we think are effective leaders and what makes them effective. And then maybe we can learn from their experience. So let's look at some quotes. Some Tom Peters. Tom Peters was a very kind of famous management leadership guru from the 1980s, American guy, big bloke, big braces. And he said that leadership denotes unleashing energy, building, freeing, and growing. What does that mean? I have got no idea. I can kind of start to put words or meanings behind each of those words, but as an overall definition, I think it's probably lacking something. Secondly, we've got Sir Raymond Lygo, who was chairman of British Airways at one point, and he says that leadership is the art of getting more from people than they think they're capable of giving. What do you think about that? Does that sort of make sense? I can kind of see where he's coming from with that. And the third one I've got here is by a guy called Warren Bennis, who's another American management guru. And he says management is about doing things right, and leadership is about doing the right things. What does that mean? Not quite sure. What we're starting to realize when we look at how people define leadership is that it's quite difficult to pin down in a very clear definition. I quite like the Sir Raymond Lygo approach. The Warren Bennis one makes sense when you look at things later on. But what I want to do really is for us to start, and for you in particular, to start thinking about your own views on leadership, because it isn't something that we can define really easily. So what I'd like you to do right now is I'd like you to pause the video. Wait, not just yet, when I've asked you, told you what I want you to do. What I'd like you to do is pause the video, and I'd like you to think about and write down a list of all the leaders you think you can think of who were really effective leaders. So they might be political leaders, they might be business leaders, they might be sporting leaders, or just leaders generally. They could be people you know, they could be people from history, they could be famous people. So I'd like you to take a few minutes just to jot those down, give it some thought, think about it, write down who you come up with as your kind of top list of effective leaders. So, if you press pause, and we'll come back to you in a couple of minutes. Okay, so you've written a list of leaders who you think are really effective leaders, and they could be some political people from history, they could be sporting people, they could be business people, could be people you know, as we said before. I imagine that you'll come up with a fairly typical list. And often the first person that comes to mind and the first person on people's list is Winston Churchill. And if he's not first, he's usually in the sort of top three. And as we go down the list, there'll be people like Gandhi, Margaret Thatcher, Adolf Hitler. There'll be some political leaders. There'll be some, maybe Barack Obama. There'll be some sporting leaders. So Alex Ferguson usually comes on the list there. Various other people. Not a massive sports fan, so it's difficult for me to come up with that list. But so Matt Busby maybe will come up there as well. So there are various sporting leaders that will come out of your field of sporting activity and sporting interest. And then from the business point of view, you might have people like Richard Branson, Anita Broderick, you might have Bill Gates or Elon Musk. So there's a be a fairly typical list of people who we see to be effective leaders. So the thing about that is the next question really, which is, so what makes them effective? So what is it about them that makes them effective? Is it right person, right place? And if that's the case, then what is it about them that makes them the right person? What is it about their personality or the behavior or the way that they do things or how they do things? So I'd like you to do another little exercise now. I'd like you to pause the video in a second, and I'd like you to think about that list of people who you've said were really effective leaders from history. And I'd like you to, on another piece of paper, I'd like you to think about what they all have in common. So what qualities, what traits, and what behaviors do all of those people that you've written down there share? And so pause the video, spend a few minutes or as long as you need to write down the qualities that they all share, and then we'll come back for the next bit. So press pause and I'll see you in a minute. Okay, so you've now looked at all of those people, you've looked at the qualities and traits that you think they share, and you've written them all down. I'd be interested to see what your list is. I mean, typically people come up with things like a visionary, like a good communicator, like good team behind them. And they may have ruthless in there as well, because some of those people definitely were. You might have objective, resilient, able to do things, able to get on with it and achieve results. So there might be quite a long list, and the list will vary from person to person, but I imagine you've got a list that's sort of similar to most of those things. So if that's true, then if we select people within our organization who've got all of those qualities and traits, then maybe what we'll do is create a really good leader within our organization. And indeed, this is what people have done. And particularly in the military, going back many years now, sort of back into the 1930s, 1940s, one of the activities that was undertaken really was to look at military leaders from history who were really effective, look at the qualities and traits that they had, and come up with a list to say that people need to have these qualities, traits, behaviors to be effective leaders. And this was sort of, this is a typical list. This isn't necessarily the one that was used, but it's a typical list to say that leaders need ambition. Do leaders need cheerfulness? Probably. Do they need to be cooperative? Absolutely. Do they need courage? Yes. And not just in the military. We all need courage to make difficult decisions. Do we need dedication? Do you need to be able to depend on a leader? Absolutely. Do they need that kind of personal drive? Well, yes, absolutely they do. And emotional stability. Well, you know, that would be a really good one. Or you could look down that list of leaders that you've written, and maybe some of the ones on there, you'd debate whether they've got emotional stability. But it is seen as being a quality that's important in leaders. Energy important. Famously, Margaret Thatcher only slept for 3 hours a night. She had loads of energy and worked really hard. So that drive was definitely there. Do leaders need faith? Yeah, they need to believe in what they're doing. Is fairness important? Yes, totally. Flexibility? Absolutely. Foresight? Yeah, that'd be good. Sense of humor? Well, yeah, humor would be good. And humor is really, really helpful in lots of situations. Do they need to have initiative? Yes. Do you want your leaders to act on initiative? Do you want them to have integrity? And integrity is really important. So it's not just about their own integrity in terms of them telling the truth about things that are happening. But also you need to know that if you go to your leader with a problem, they're not going to spread that around the business straight away or even ever. So they need to have integrity. Being intuitive, is that important? Yeah, I would say so. What about a sense of justice? And personality? Yeah, it'd be good if they had one. So a personality can be really important. Do they need to be respected? Absolutely. And how do you become respected as a leader? I mean, there's an element there that the role itself should be respected. There should be a respect for the leadership role. But in terms of an individual, how do you get respect? I think the only way you can get respect from the people who work for you is by respecting them, is by giving them respect. And we'll talk about that later. Sense of sensitivity, yes. A sense of sympathy, absolutely, because the people who work for you, who work with you, are going to have problems at times. You need to be sympathetic. And you'll probably need a sense of tact. And tenacity is also important, that ability to keep on going. And if you look at lots of leaders in business, they've suffered failures, they've suffered setbacks. So this was kind of this, or a similar number of qualities and traits was listed as the things that people needed to be an effective leader. And leaders were often selected on that basis. So, you know, you need to have those sort of qualities in bucket loads to be selected as a leader in an organization or in the military. And one of the things that was discovered that lots of people weren't succeeding, both at Sandhurst in terms of the military and also in business, who were being selected to undertake their training or to undertake the role of leader by using these qualities. So they had these qualities and traits in bucket loads, and yet they weren't succeeding. They weren't delivering what they were supposed to deliver. So maybe there's a problem here, and it's not just about who you are and what personality type you have, but maybe it's around what you do as well. So maybe you can have all of these qualities in bucket loads, but not behave in the way that shows those qualities and traits to other people, or that helps you get the work done. So what we're going to look at in the next session, and in fact, that is one of the theories of leadership. It's called the qualities traits theory. What we're going to look at in the next session are some different theories around leadership. And we'll start to expand on what we've just done here and start to sort of look at what it is that people need to be able to do or be or how they need to think to be effective leaders.